can recall coming to church here when I was a small boy, and the sermons that I heard, I can't recall any of them that were less than an hour long. Remember that, Betty? Mary? They were all an hour long. Sometimes it's longer than that. If it's during a gospel meeting, it might be an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes. Now, evidently, we've reached a point in our lives that our attention spans are not as long as they used to. And, of course, we have a lot of other activities here on Sunday morning that that kind of squeezes in. I want everybody to just look at the clock. Just look at it right now and see what time it is. And we're supposed to be out of here by 12. Today we're supposed to be out here sooner than that because we did all agree at our last business meeting last Sunday night that we were going to shorten this today, and I don't know how to shorten. I had two speaking engagements this week at Foundation Christian, and I was told ahead of time, don't be over 15 minutes. Well, one of them went 20. I just can't speak for a short time. I'm not used to doing that. So we've got a lot of things that's going on. I'm going to read something to you this morning. We're going to do our very best to keep it short because we have got to get out of here. You're not going to have much time and then make it to get the float and everything because they say be there at 1 o'clock. So we're going to have to make it short this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. I'm going to read 5 verses. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing of and the kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned to fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. This is what Paul wrote to Timothy. And it's quite a charge because today you're seeing a lot of different kind of preachers and you're seeing a lot of different kind of preaching. If you ever surf through the channels, cable, whatever you might have at home, you've got an opportunity to see a lot of different preachers with a lot of different ideas. But quite frankly, there's a lot of them that if you're not an excellent Bible student and you don't really know the Bible, you can be misled. And I want to talk to you for the next few minutes this morning about unscriptural preachers. Most of the time, we talk about things that's going to help each one of you. So if you're here this morning and you're not a preacher, you might think, well, why preach to me? But I'm preaching to you this morning to warn you about unscriptural preachers. I made a little list of them just a minute because we're not going to have enough time to really get into depth on each one of them. But some of those, and that's the reason, Ryan, that I ask you not to put the points on the board this morning that we usually do. Some of the preachers that we're seeing today on television and hearing otherwise are compromising preachers. Somebody says, well, compromising is something that we have to do. One of the reasons in Washington, D.C. today that we're in such a pickle that we're in is because nobody wants to compromise. Everybody wants to have their own way. And, of course, we see that, and we relate it to compromising in the truth. I say to you this morning that a preacher should not compromise the Word of God. If we're compromising just to get along, just to get our numbers up, then we're going in the wrong direction in the Church of Christ today. We cannot sacrifice the truth in the interest of getting along. A lot of papers are doing that today. And many of them are growing in numbers. You see many of the big mega churches today that have thousands and thousands of people. And that's a big tent, but there has to be a lot of compromise in order for that to happen. We have no right and we have no authority to compromise the Word of God. And today, if I'm a compromising preacher, I'm not the kind of preacher that Paul told Timothy that he ought to be. Sometimes today, we find people, preachers that are looking for a job. I guess I can understand that. The average preacher, I got these figures out of the Gospel Advocate some time back. The average preacher is making over $70,000 a year today. Are you? And so that means that they're looking for the places that are spending that kind of money. Mount Zion can't afford that kind of money. I can tell you there this morning. All you got to do is just look at what our contribution normally is. Somewhere around $1,000 a week. We're not taking in that kind of money here at Mount Zion. And if we did, as an elder of this church, I wouldn't ask my fellow elder, Ellis, to spend it on preachers. I think that'd be the wrong way to spend it, even if we were making that kind of money. So we got a lot of people today that are job seeking. I heard about one a few years ago that they were interviewing a preacher. And one of the questions that they asked him, they asked how he stood on the orphan's home issue. And he said, I can preach it either way. I call that a job seeking preacher. And a person doesn't have any more integrity than that. You don't need to listen to him any further. I can preach it either way. Another kind of preacher that we have, it's an unscriptural preacher today, is a man-pleasing preacher. You remember what Paul said to them? He said they're going to have itching ears. I believe firmly and solidly today that we've got a lot of people, preachers that are preaching just to tickle the ears of people. They preach what you want to hear. They preach the things that are popular in our society today, and they don't really go back to the Word of God. So I warn you about men-pleasing preachers, those that preach to tickle the ears of people. Another kind of preacher that there is, you'll notice I'm going through these very hurriedly this morning, not giving it everything that I really intended to do, is glory-seeking preachers. People that are in it for the glory to themselves, to make a big name, maybe on the radio, maybe on television, maybe throughout the country. And many of them are there to simply make their name bigger. They're kind of like coaches. A coach will go from one place to another. The more money there is and the more the bigger the school is and the bigger the reputation it's got, he moves from place to place. I know preachers that do that very same thing. And that's not the kind of preacher that Paul told Timothy he ought to be. I'm familiar with a man that used to live in this community, and he was a member of one of the churches of this community, and he said the place where he was going to church, it was one of the local churches and their denominations in this area, and he said, well, brother so-and-so got called to another church. I put that in quotes. He got called to another church. And he said, we've had three preachers that's been called to another church. And he said, I noticed that every time they get called, they get more money. I believe preachers get called to churches where the money's a little bit better. In too many cases today, people are looking for the money. They're money-seeking preachers, and if they are, they're unscriptural preachers. If that's what we're in it for, preaching the gospel, we've got the wrong idea. So we need to be careful about preachers that are like that. We don't experience that too much here at Mount Zion because you haven't changed preachers very much here at Mount Zion the last 25 years. But a lot of congregations have to deal with that. And Mount Zion will sooner or later, of course, as well. And then there's another kind of preacher, very hurriedly, and that is hobby riding preachers. They got one agenda. That seems to be the biggest thing that they talk about. We experienced that kind of situation at Richardsville several years ago. Just get on one subject and just ride it to death. There's not anything at all about preaching about baptism, but I don't need to teach you about baptism every Sunday. There's other subjects in the Bible that we need to study besides baptism. It's not a bad subject, but not all the time. We oughtn't to do that every Sunday. So sometimes you get preachers that there's one thing that they know real well, they just ride it and ride it to death. So a preacher that preaches on one subject, the same subject all the time, he needs to get better than what he's doing, at what he's doing, and not be a hobby-riding preacher. And we've seen preachers that are like that. And then here's another, and this is one of the most dangerous kind of unscriptural preachers that I know of, and that's church splitting preachers. They had an epidemic of church splitting preachers in Louisville a few years ago, and I became familiar with three or four of them. And I remember some of the churches up there that had as many as 300 people that were meeting together on Sunday morning. When it was all said and done, there was one church that split, and they split about 150 to 150, and then they split again to about 75 and 75, and then they split again, and it wasn't very long till they was meeting in somebody's house, about 25 or 30 people. I had some kinfolks involved in that, and so I know what I'm talking about. Church split and preachers. And nine times out of ten, now listen to me, nine times out of ten when splits come up, it's preacher's fault. About nine times out of ten, it's preacher's fault. It's not people in the congregation that says we need to split and go some other direction. It's preachers that causes it. My friends, beware of those kinds of preachers. And it may be, if you're not a member here at Mount Zion, that you have experienced this as well. And then another kind of preacher, the one that should I say it in such bold terms that I despise this kind of preacher? That's the kind of preacher that won't listen to the elders. A kind of preacher that the elders hire, but he doesn't listen to the elders after he's hired. I call him a dictating preacher. He wants to have all the say-so in a church, and that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the church is subject to the elders. The elders are supposed to take the oversight of the congregation, and sometimes preachers move in and the elders just get negated out, and the preacher has all to say so. And when you do that, it's not the kind of preacher that Paul told Timothy that he wanted him to be. Hopefully we don't have that situation. You've got a unique situation here at Mount Zion in that I'm an elder and a preacher too, and that can be a situation in some cases where it's not the best situation to be in. Hopefully I'm going to try to do the right thing. If I don't, it's up to you to let me know. And it's up to my fellow elder at this time, Ellis is the only other elder that we got, to let me know that I'm not doing it according to the Bible's way of doing it. Unscriptural preachers, dictating preachers, ones that want to have all the say-so. And then last of all, is busybody preachers. They're unscriptural. Busybodies, they're nosy about everything that goes on in the congregation with everybody. And that's not a preacher's job to do. It's a preacher's job, if he's able to do it, not only preach the gospel and to teach people, if he can, to visit people in the hospital, if he doesn't have another job or some other things that he's bound to preach funerals, to have weddings for people in the church. But to be a busybody and not have enough to do and go around prying into everybody else's business, that's a dictating kind of preacher within itself. And I call him a busybody, and that's not the kind of preacher that Paul told Timothy that he ought to be. It's a short sermon, but I hope it's a wake-up call. It means for each one of you to keep your eyes and your ears open you're not in a situation where you have these kinds of preachers that we've talked about this morning. That's what causes divisions, splits, denominating type situations that we have in our churches today. And it's not productive to the Word of God. It's a short sermon, but it's a powerful sermon within itself. I wish we had more time to use it this morning, but I'm going to leave it with you there this morning. If you've got any questions about this, certainly we're always available for that. Should there be one in our audience this morning that's outside of Christ, we invite you to come.